And we've got a few minutes left. I'd like to introduce Jason Silverman, or welcome back Jason Silverman. He's the director of the CCA Cinematheque, which is bringing Brooklyn Castle to Santa Fe. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So in addition to the screenings of this, what I think is a terrific movie, Brooklyn Castle, you have a chess tournament.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, Theo, my 10-year-old, plays chess. So I've watched all these kids kind of hunched over their boards with their brows furrowed, and I think this is good for the kids. You know, it's good. And when you see the film, you know how quickly chess can help you kind of grow and help you develop these skills that we could all use these days.
Yeah, like not being completely scattered and multitasking.
Exactly.
You cannot multitask and play chess, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, actually, you probably can. I mean, we did this tournament to encourage the kids to come out and play one day. But the format of the tournament is called a simultaneous tournament, which means often that you have a few great players playing a bunch of lesser players. In this case, we've got one fantastic player playing 30 kids all at once.
Oh, my goodness, here in Santa Fe.
Here in Santa Fe. So we're going to have a bunch of tables spread out at the CCA. Kids, from whatever age can come and sign up. They can sign up online. And they will play Patrick Cooper, who's a fantastic chess player.
Who's local.
Who's local. So he's going to come in and play them all, and the kid who can last the longest from each age group will be the winner.
So he's going to basically multitask because he's got a whole bunch of chess boards.
Yeah, 30 boards in his head at once.
And 30 kids.
30 kids, some of which are good.
And so do you think, I mean, any chance any of them will beat him?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they can, or but certainly having, you know, playing 30 at once is more of a challenge than playing one-on-one.
What's the chess scene like in Santa Fe?
There's chess clubs, there's school chess clubs, Waldorf has a club, there's a few others around town. Of course, you know, it would be great if it was stronger, but there's a few, supporters who are really active. Andy Nowak put this tournament together for us, and so there's people who are working on it. I think it's great for the kids.
So if... Is it already set, like the kids who are going to play, that's already set, or can kids still sign
up? Kids can still sign up, yeah.
How do they do that?
There's a website, and it's long, but if you Google...
You know what? I'll link to it on my website.
That's it, yeah. If you Google chess, Child Chess Santa Fe, all one word, Child Chess Santa Fe.
Child Chess Santa Fe.
It'll come up. It's a Google site, and there's a registration form there.
Okay. And so that's happening. Young people can... play chess against a great master here in Santa Fe.
Exactly.
What else is
going
on?
And not to be intimidated. And we're going to show the film at 10 o'clock, free for any kids who participate, and then we're going to do the tournament. And then we're going to do another screening afterwards, too. So the kids who are playing get to see the film for free, and they're going to come out all fired up to beat Coach Cooper.
Now, that is on Saturday, is the chess tournament this Saturday, December 15th, and the movie shows, Brooklyn Castle shows at 10, and then again at 10 in the morning, then again at 1 in the afternoon, and then again at 3:15. And if you want to go on Friday, it's at 2 and 4:15, and then you can figure out the other times by going to ccasantafe.org. But you're basically doing it kind of in daytime so that young people can go to the movie.
I've showed this to a few adults, including you, and we're all batty about it because it's such an insane... You know, it's like Rocky. So you can't believe these kids.
I know.
But we especially want kids to see it.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. There's all sorts of other stuff going on at
always,
the CCA.
Always.
So it's ccasantafe.org. Jason Silverman, director of the Cinematheque, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.